We shall now discuss the remaining seas of the world, and we will start with the Arabian Sea. It is located in the northwestern part of the Indian Ocean, situated between the Arabian Peninsula and the Indian subcontinent. It is economically very important due to the presence of huge oil fields of Arabia. Mumbai High, India's major oil field, is located in this sea. Next, the Red Sea. It is a seawater inlet of the Indian Ocean, lying between Asia and Africa. It is one of the most saline water bodies of the world, as no fresh water is infused by any natural rivers. Usually, this sea is blue-green in color, but becomes reddish-brown in color due to the red algae. The Red Sea is long and narrow. The Suez Canal connects the Red Sea to the Mediterranean Sea. Next, the Dead Sea. It is not a sea, but a saltwater lake. It is the second saltiest water body in the world, with salt content of 33% as compared to only 2 or 3% in case of other seas of the world. The last one that we have is the Aral Sea. It is the fourth largest body of inland water in the world and is a saltwater lake in Central Asia. Initially, about a century ago, this sea was a big lake. But with the irrigation demands, the farmers drained out more and more water from the rivers, feeding the Aral Sea. Thus, presently, its shape has decreased by more than two-thirds in the last 25 years. With this, we come to the end of discussing the chapter Water Bodies, Oceans and Seas.